Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. You're going to be thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Angel Gambino is here. Angel is a new friend. She's the founder and CEO of Sensei, which is a social media artificial intelligence company. She's an award-winning thought leader and former executive with MTV and BBC, both of those companies. How about that? She'll have to tell us about that one of these days. And she's our new friend, Angel Gambino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I started putting social media on our programming and getting it on Small Businesses Radar about 10 or 11 years ago, somewhere around 2008. It was becoming obvious that social media was not just going to be for fun, it was going to be for business. And we've been working hard on it ever since. There's no telling how much programming we've done. And yet, 10 years later, it's still one of the most frustrating aspects of all the activity of small businesses. That's what I see. What do you think?
I think your frustration is shared by many. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons we created Sensei. You know, it's meant to be a mentor, a guide, and a coach for small businesses and for creators who really want to get the best use of their time and their investment in social media. You know, I think it's great that we have social media as a medium for us to market directly to our customers and our prospective customers. But because it's become so popular and so widely used and there are so many platforms, you know, it can be really frustrating to know what's the best use of time to get, you know, the best return on investment. So I think, yeah, that's a common frustration. It's exactly the problem that we're trying to help solve, you know, by making sure that small business owners know what to post, when to post, how to post, and maybe most importantly, why, as in what's most effective. And, you know, we all have different objectives around how we want to use social media. You know, for example, you know, some people just want to, you know, create greater brand awareness around a new product or a service or a new business that they're opening. You know, some people want to use it to generate more sales leads, get more people through the door. You know, some others use it as a way to recruit young talent, new employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we have to be really clear about what our objectives are and who we're really trying to target.
I think the fundamental question that most small businesses, small business owners ask is, where's the ROI? We spend a lot of time. We spend some money. We've hired people. We've got all this activity. We post, we spend money on advertising. And yes, there is, it's not that there's no response, but it just seems like, and even the people who say, I know I have to keep doing this, I know I'm not going to be able to stop, but compared to the where I used to be able to advertise and get direct response, compared to that, this just isn't doing that for me. I mean, I just think a lot of people would tell you that. What do you think?
I think you're right. You know, we had a third-party research company conduct a study for us because we really wanted to understand where the biggest kind of pain points were with social media. And through that research, you know, we found that 33% of all companies, all small businesses using social media were satisfied with the social media return on investment. It was, you know, only 12% of those respondents said that they were very confident about their social media. So it is a big challenge.
But yet they know they can't, they have to do it. They can't stop. It's not going to, and is it because they don't have access or they don't gain access if it's available? to some of the more sophisticated things that, for example, that the big companies have?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the problem. You know, the big social platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Amazon.
Yeah, you know, and others. Yeah, well, yeah, including Amazon, eBay, you name it. They're constantly changing their algorithms in a way that benefits them as companies.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
As they should, right? You know, they're there to make a profit.
You can't
well.
Be naive about who they care about. That's one thing I've been from the beginning. I named myself. I gave myself the title of the social media heretic, and I told my audience.
Yeah.
I said, "Do not trust them. Don't get the idea that they favor you, that they're doing anything for you. You are absolutely a pawn on their chessboard. You are the product, and they will use you and abuse you and spit you out and throw you away without so much as a buy your leave."
And you're absolutely right. And in fact, because of that, that's one of the reasons that we utilize artificial intelligence. Because the reality is these are big, big, big machines that we're dealing with.
Right.
And in order for, you know, for us to figure out how to navigate through those machines, you basically need other machines interpreting what those machines are doing.
One of the things that I see, Angel, that I'm concerned, that I think is holding back small businesses is if you're going to use AI, artificial intelligence, if you're going to use data mining, if you're going to use that kind of segmentation and technology and approach, that's the opposite of the way we think about customers. See, big companies, that's normal for them. Big companies don't see people. They see records and data. They do not see human beings at all, even though they know they're out there. They don't care. They literally, and I'm not maligning them. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. They cannot deal with individuals. Small businesses only deal with individuals. And so for us to transfer over to data only thinking, it's not intuitive. It's irregular for us. I wonder if that's not part of the problem.
Sure. So I think the way, you know, to utilize artificial intelligence and data mining to our benefit as small business owners, you know, I've owned multiple small businesses. Luckily, some of them have become big businesses and I've had, you know, big liquidity events.
Right.
And, you know, and the way that I've done that is really just by utilizing those data insights that we can get to just better inform some of the decisions that we're making. So, for example, you know, we had one customer.
Hold on to that thought.
You know,
Angel, hold on to that thought, because that's a good story I want you to tell when we come back. So, folks, I'm going to let, when we come back, Angel is going to, now that we've kind of got your attention and you understand that Angel understands your pain, she's developed some ways to help you. And we're going to get her to do that after this break. 20 after, Angel Gambino is our guest. SENSAI is the name of her company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.